This is a lovely experiment I saw at a conference recently. Basically, what we're going to do is get a droplet of slightly dirty water, somewhere from somewhere organic. This water's out of Ben's water butt.
Say out of the toilet for a minute.
Yeah, I guess that would work, although I'm not going to recommend it. Although what I've found works really, really well is if you water a plant, throw over water a plant and suck up some water from which has just kind of gone around the side of that.
Trickling out the bottom of the pot, just suck some of that up.
Yep, that's the idea. Now, you want to get a drop hanging. You could do that with a piece of string or some kind of fork or something, just get it hanging there. But it's a lot easier to use a syringe, and I have one hanging around, so I'm going to use that. So I'm going to suck some water up into the syringe.
So Dave is now drawing up from a pot of rather grotty-looking water a syringe full of said water.
And I'm just going to hold it in a clamp. Doesn't really matter how you hold it up there. You just want to be able to get it there so the drop hangs down. I'm just going to squeeze it down and get a drop so it's almost falling off. Oh, that one did fall off. Try another one. Get it down so it's just almost falling off and it's just sitting there.
Now, we should point out at this stage, so Dave has the syringe in a retort stand hanging there with a tiny drop of the water hanging off the bottom of the syringe. And what's this box with a piece of paper sort of stuck onto the front of it, which is about 6 inches from that syringe?
OK, that's coming to the next stage, which we need a laser for. You use a laser so you don't have to see things. I'm going to turn the lights off, so I'll just go over and do that quickly.
And it has gone very dark.
So now it's much darker, and we should be able to see things a lot better. I'm going to take my laser, and I'm basically just going to shine it through the drop. So what I'm doing is shining it through the drop.
We've got some light appearing on the screen, on the white piece of paper stuck to the box. And, oh, well.
Oh, wow, there's sort of things moving around there. Are they bacteria?
I mean, it's very, very hard to tell because they're not a very clean picture, but you can certainly see objects moving around. Some of them look completely dark and black, which are probably opaque. So those are actually just plain, probably just plain shadows of sort of a little bit of dust or a little bit of dirt in there. Some of them are sort of round, slightly dark circles in the middle, surrounded by lighter stuff around the outside. So the reason why this works at all is because of a special property of laser light. Laser light is very, very parallel. So it's as if it was coming from somewhere a huge distance away. So all the light rays are almost exactly parallel, which means that if you create a shadow with it, that shadow is incredibly stable. If you create a shadow, if you just put your hand out in front of a normal light, that shadow kind of goes fuzzy around the edges very quickly. The shadows from a laser don't. This means that you can create very, very tiny shadows from these little tiny objects, little creatures and little bits of dust inside the water droplet. And then when the light hits the end of the water droplet, it gets focused down into a point. And then once it's gone through that focus, it spreads out again. So as the light spreads out, the shadows spread out and they get magnified a couple of hundred times.
So effectively, you're using the water droplet both to provide you with your study subject, but also as a lens, as a focusing system.
It's not acting like a normal lens, but it is spreading that light out. So you're taking small shadows and turning them into big shadows, which you can actually see.
And then what you see projected onto this piece of A4 paper screen 6 inches away is an area, I don't know, it's a spot of green light that's a bit more diffuse, probably about 5 or 6 centimetres across a circle, and superimposed on that we're seeing these black, they're nearly black, they're sort of shadows bobbing around on there.
There's actually a couple of types. Some of them are almost black, which probably are just plain shadows. Other of them are kind of they're sort of circles, dark circles with a bit of white in the middle and white rings around the outside. I think those are probably cells, so bacteria or something like that. And a cell has got some sugar inside there, which slows the light down a bit. So they act as incredibly weak lenses. So the light comes to focus slightly earlier with those, which means that you end up with a kind of dark ring in the middle, and then that focus light spread out. So it's brighter out, slightly just around the edge, and darker in the middle. And then they bimble around. Some of them are actually active, especially the ones I had that was playing around. There's some beautiful ones on the video I've put on the Kitchen Science part of the website.
You're using a green laser pointer to do this. Will any kind of laser or any coloured laser pointer work?
Basically any laser, anything with very, very parallel light. In theory, you could do it from a very, very distant, very, very small light source, but they don't really exist bright enough to be able to project nicely like this.
We're going to have to leave it there, but if you want to see a video of this working, you go to our website, nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, and Dave has put a video and a write-up of how this works, so you can try and have a go at doing this at home. But talking of tough nuts to crack and tough questions, here